Hey, sports fans, welcome to Hebsy on Sports, episode 332, my favorite number, a number I've already aspired to, you know, sort of like 500 home runs, 332 podcasts. Mark Hebscher here alongside Toronto Mike on a very sad day for some, very happy day for others, especially this guy, your humble reporter. I don't have a script for today's show. I didn't want to do today's show because it's just been too painful lately. This is sort of, not like a mental illness, but I don't know. It's just been really painful because as a lifelong follower of sports and especially Toronto teams, I am at my wit's end right now. The daily discussions about our teams and certain players and managers and broadcasters and executives and what they're doing wrong and referees and what the betting odds are. And how the refs and umps are screwing us and how Rodgers and Bell are fucking cheapskates. And all this is just driving me nuts. I can't go anywhere without someone asking me about what happened to O-Dog and all this shit. Sorry. So we've got fans that are spending thousands of dollars to buy jerseys of the opposing team so they can sit in Toronto and root against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we're trying to make cult heroes out of these fuckers. This is what I'm dealing with on a daily basis. I don't want to have to deal with this. All right. We've got some of the most ridiculous accusations and conspiracy theories in sports history going on out there. We've got investigative reporters doing investigative reporting. We've got other people doing no reporting at all. None whatsoever. Every day, it's a new investigation concerning some of the biggest names and teams and brands in all of sports. Oh, yeah. Messi suspended, went to Saudi Arabia. Oh, the lived. Fucking nothing but controversy. Do I really care that Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet? No. Or Tom Brady might come out of retirement, or I don't know, might date another supermodel, or that Tiger Woods is recovering nicely from plantar fasciitis after he almost had his leg amputated? No, not anymore. I couldn't care less. I really couldn't care less. And that's another thing. If I hear anyone else say they could care less, that doesn't mean the same as I couldn't care less. And I got the gardener, I think, outside in the backyard here who doesn't know that I do Friday podcasts, but it's okay. And the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday, and the Indianapolis 500, and all these major events that I used to watch them because I love them and because it was part of my job. But you know what? No longer. It's not part of my job. I don't have to see the Kentucky Derby. I don't have to make a prediction on the Indianapolis 500. I don't have to anymore tell you what I think the odds are of the Maple Leafs beating another team from Florida and how they'll do in the third period of game five, because in the past they had blown 3-goal leads in their past six games. Really? And I just, you know, and how someone did in their last 11 games versus Hall of Famers in their final 11 games at age 40 plus, my brain hurts. It does. It's not my job anymore. I'm here to announce, I guess at my own press conference or my own podcast, that I am retiring from podcasting and any other form of verbal sports communication. No longer am I the guy to go to. Let's hear what Hebsy had to say about whatever. It's a lot of responsibility, folks. I can't do it anymore. I'm too old for this. So, you know, the idea of retirement is like real retirement, all right, is that you can do anything you want, anything. You have the means to do it. You don't have no responsibility to any boss or like, and I was my own boss. No work obligations at all. That's what I want. I want real retirement. So on Friday mornings and every morning from now on, I want to get up when I want, and I want to go play golf. That was my goal when I was in my 30s, when I took up golf. I thought, oh man, I'd like to make enough money that I can retire and be able to play golf every day. And so that's where I'm at now. No work, golf every day. Pretty simple, right? But the last couple of weeks, putting the podcast together and getting enthused about it, knowing that golf season was starting and that I couldn't go out every Friday morning and play in a men's league because I had responsibilities and I couldn't do anything for Fridays. And Thursday nights, I couldn't sleep well because I had to make sure I had watched all the games. Like last night when I watched the Kraken and the Stars and the Lakers and the Warriors, after watching the Leafs get beat, after watching the Blue Jays get beat. It's just too much. And I saw none of the NFL draft, so I can't report on it. I saw none of the CFL draft, so I can't report on it. And I used, Mike, I used to know more about sports than 99.99% of the populations. This is fact. I did. I was once that person. But now, no, I don't know half as much as the average tweeter out there. It's exhausting to keep up. It's hard. And I don't have inside sources like I used to. I just don't. Most of them have been fired or they just can't talk for fear of losing their jobs. And you know who you are. And I don't blame you at all. Why would you want to tell me something that what if the word gets out and it gets back to you and you get fired from your job or demoted or your contract isn't renewed? I'd feel terrible. I don't like having to report that this person's been fired from their job or this person after a number of years is no longer with the company or this person can't travel to go to games, right? That whole Joe Bowen thing was just, fuck, he wasn't at the game. Why wasn't he at the game? Ridiculous. I don't want to have to go through this at all. Nothing. So Mike, when I say, like when you say, for example, I can hardly wait to hear what Hebsy has to say about so-and-so, I panic because I may not have an opinion on that subject or I hadn't read the story on Twitter or I hadn't formulated an opinion, but I have to have an opinion because you're going to ask me about it. People are going to want to know what happened to O-Dog last week. That's what they're going to ask me. That's a lot to cover. Can't do it anymore. Here's the deal. This is the last Hebsy on Sports podcast. And Mike, I'm sorry to say this, and like sort of like you're fired. I'm fired. I'm firing both of us. The board of directors, executives said, that's it. No more. Not good for your health. So you're going to have to tell Mike. So I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. I need to tell the listenership that as we speak now, I'm looking at the clock here. It's like 9:04 a.m. on Friday. What is this? May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. Okay. So
Cinco de Mayo. I didn't even think about that. Last show was on Cinco de Mayo. Let's celebrate. En Espanol, eh?
I only learned about Hebsy's big announcement about 8 minutes before, I don't know, about 10, 15 minutes ago. So I came on, we always meet on Zoom now, and I said, Hebsy, did you send me the notes? Because every week you've been sending me notes on what you're going to cover so I can basically try not to step
every
on you.
Every week for 5 years.
You know, I got so much to say here, so buckle up here, okay? We're doing a full episode, okay? You got me? Okay. When did you make this decision? I only found out 15 minutes ago. I mean, my calendar is blocked for the next 4,000 Friday mornings. When did you make this decision, Hebsy?
You see, first of all, you shouldn't have looked ahead 4,000 Friday mornings. You should have talked to me in advance, 20, 30. I made the decision, joint decision with my girlfriend, yesterday afternoon after we had played golf. We got in a round of golf in between all the raindrops. Like the minute we got off the course, it poured. We play at Mill Run up 20 minutes from where I live now up in Markham. Our Mill Run's up in Uxbridge. Great, great little spot. So we're up there driving home. I'm thinking, geez, I could do this every day, every day. And, you know, Serena's like, we could do this tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. I'm like, I got to do the podcast tomorrow. And, you know, okay, I thought about it and said, do I have to do the podcast? No, I don't have to do the podcast tomorrow. Who's depending on me? Well, a few thousand people. I don't know if they're depending on me. Do I have a sponsor? No. Okay, so give me the reasons, like, you know, that kind of a thing. Well, have you been happy? Do you look forward to it? I mean, can you hear this in the background, Mike?
No, we don't hear it, no.
Oh my God, some guy's got the gardener's got the weed whacker going. He's right next to me.
I would never have known.
He's right over here. It's an omen. It's an omen. He doesn't listen to the podcast either. And so, you know, where's the obligation? Like, would I... If you said tomorrow, this is the last show, I don't want to do anymore, I just want to play golf every Friday from now on, can you envision yourself doing that? Would you be hurting someone's feelings? Would you be, and I thought about it, I said, no, I wouldn't. Okay, would you wake up every Friday morning happier? Would you go to sleep every Thursday night being happier? And the answer is absolutely. Absolutely. Last night I was like, man, I got to make sure that I know all this stuff. I got it because this is the thing. These are the things that people are going to expect to hear from me. And like, yesterday it was like, all right, that's going to be it. And then it was like, okay, how do we tell Mike? What do we do with Mike? Do we tell him now? Do we surprise him on the show? Do we make this surprise announcement? Do we do it in the red carpet? And so that's sort of what I was agonizing over. And then, you know, acceptance, hopefully from the listening audience and okay, it was a good run and that kind of thing. And we'll see you around, you know, maybe we'll hear you chirping on Twitter every once in a while. So there you go.
Well, make no mistake.
And next Friday, the weather is going to be gorgeous. It's going to be perfect. And I won't have any guilty feelings.
make no mistake, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You're a friend. We've been friends for years. You know, good friends who chat every week.
I used to come to your house, remember, before COVID?
Are you kidding me? In the beginning, you'd come to my house with a couple of coffees in your hand.
It's true.
The good old days. Okay. Well, I'm happy for you because I want you to enjoy life. You've earned it. You know, you've earned it. So you don't have to do this. You're your own boss now, which means you can quit and you can fire me without any 2 weeks notice. Okay. You can just say, hey, Mike, this is our last show and you can blindside me. And I'm okay with that. That's how much I love you.
Oh, well, don't worry. You're getting severance pay. Okay. You're getting your vacation pay. You're looked after in that particular regard. There will be no lawsuit. Oh. There will be no, none of that type of thing. So okay, you've got nothing to worry. You've been a valued, I don't say employee because that's right. But you know what I mean? Like, it's well, good. It's, and also, too, you've grown as a sports fan and a sports journalist. Many, many of the shows you've done, you're armed with information that you've culled from this show that's, you know, you've been able to utilize in, you know, asking really good questions and doing some deep dives and that type of thing. So hopefully, in your case, it you grew as a broadcaster, a podcaster, a researcher, an interviewer, a very knowledgeable person about sports, much more so than when you first started. You didn't know, like you knew your Leafs and some Blue Jays stuff but you know, some Raptor stuff. But I mean, now you know like a boatload of stuff about sports.
Well, okay, so I have a few things to say here. And again, I've been blindsided, everybody, so no knows. This is all at the top of my head.
Oh, no, but don't say, like, see, blindsided means it was, it was like that it's a bad thing, right?
I'm happy for you, but on a personal note. Yeah.
May I, on the final podcast ever, you were caught unawares.
Same difference. I am.
No, blindsided is negative connotation. I was blindsided by this.
But
you're pissed at me, aren't you?
Selfishly, because of course I'm happy for you. But I'm not pissed. I am going to miss Hebsy on Sports. I'm going to miss my Friday mornings with my friend Mark Hebsher, where we talk sports for an hour. Literally, most of the stuff, I mean, I do. I watched the Leaf game last night. I watch a lot of Blue Jays. There are certain sports I actually follow, but I get so much information. I don't like NFL, so much golf, so much information, tennis particularly. I get a lot of my information from you every Friday morning. So personally, I'm going to miss Hebsy on Sports, and I'm going to miss hearing your voice and your takes on things, even ridiculous takes. Like my 21-year-old son loved your take on the wash your assholes bit last week. He put it on the big screen. It's the first time I had Hebsy on Sports on the big screen, and he watched every minute of it before the hockey game Saturday night when we clinched. And I'm telling you, I'm going to miss Hebsy on Sports. So I just want to say thank you for the past, I don't know, 5 years, you said? 5 years of Hebsy on Sports is better than no Hebsy on Sports, and I'm grateful, and I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you.
And on a professional note, I was a B2B digital marketing manager for software companies forever, like out of university until 2018. And when I was thinking about starting TMDS, on the YouTube channel, I'm pointing to the logo. It's in the corner here, TMDS. When I was thinking of starting my own digital services company, you were the very first client. Do you remember meeting with me at Bryden's and we had a Great Lakes beer and talked about Hebsy on Sports?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
It's over 5 years ago.
Yeah, you were like, I love Liz West, but she doesn't want to talk. She doesn't know sports. You said you needed to talk sports.
I did say that, didn't I?
You said, Liz is great, but not for talking sports. And I'm not as good looking as Liz West, but I said, oh, I would do it. So
I got to be talking. You know what it was? I think when I was doing the podcast with Liz, you know, we get into non-sports stuff, which I love. Like, you know, I know more than just sports, but when there was a big sports story, you know, that's when, you know, okay, like, let's hear from Hebsy here because, you know, he's the guy, he's the sports guy.
Right.
And so there was times where there was sports stuff to talk about, but Liz, you know, didn't want to talk about it as much as I wanted to talk about it. And then there was things that she wanted to talk about, entertainment based, politically based, whatever it was. And maybe I wasn't as interested in it. And so the idea being like, look, if you're going to be, you're going to talk about stuff, you talk about stuff that you love, that you're passionate about. And that was the whole idea with Hebsy on Sports. I just want to go over something here. Like, for example, today, what I do is I subscribe to Axios, which is a really good, I think a really good news gathering organization, really top notch, a lot of young people, journalists. Anyway, Axios Sports, a guy named Kendall Baker, who puts out a newsletter every day, with like the top sports stories and behind the scenes and links and stuff like that. Really good. Excellent research material. And I've been reading his stuff ever since he's come out. So today, just today. So this morning when I woke up, if I was really like, geez, I got to serve, I have to serve my viewers and my listeners. I have to let them know what's going on in the world of sports, like a sportscaster would at a radio station in the old days. Or if Sportsnet or TSN did early morning, like live early morning sports reports, right? They'd have last night's highlights and whatever, but they would have, you know, the stories, the sports stories that are going on, except they would have to have visual accompaniment of all the stories because nobody reads, what do they call briefs anymore on air, right? And it's brief. It's like a 10-second little thing. And the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday at Churchill Downs. Five horses died in barn fires this week at the Kentucky Derby. In other news, right? And you'd have, you know, 10 seconds of,
right,
of, you know, stock footage from the Kentucky Derby, stuff like that. So I'm looking at this stuff going, man, this is what I had to, this is what I would have had to do today. I would have had to report on the Kentucky Derby and the five horses that died in barn fires and the fact that, that animals aren't being looked after, you know, that they're not being protected as they should be in sports. And when you get into horse racing, you're talking about, you know, abuse of animals and that whole thing. So that would have to, not just the Kentucky Derby's here. And now let's move on to hockey. It would have to be, for me anyway, you got to get some depth, some context into all of this. It's not just the most, you know, the first Saturday in May, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. It's, there's more to it than that. There's Triple Crown season. Bob Baffert, the trainer, has been suspended for 2 years, fucking drugging horses and all this other shit, right? And remember, there's gambling now. It's legal everywhere. So, you know, not that it wasn't a problem before in horse racing, but who knows? It fixed the race here. I got a parlay going with this horse in the Kentucky Derby and this team in the NBA playoffs and this team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Anyway, I would have to report on that. Then I'd have to report on the NBA, of course, too. And this big story that comes out about, you know, who are the 30 best players in NBA history, according to whoever the fuck did the poll. Right. And they're trying to cause controversy, obviously. So this, you know, who is it here? I don't even know. But anyway, top 30 players in NBA history. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Steph Curry. There's your top 10, according to this thing. Right. And it even says, let the controversy begin. Like, do I need to get into this? Who's the GOAT? Like, okay, so, but I don't have to talk about this anymore. Then I got to get into baseball. I got to get into baseball. But before that, of course, I have to get into the Leafs and the Stanley Cup playoffs, which, as you know, I mean, I love that anyway. I absorbed it. That's not a problem. It's natural for me. It's like oozing sweat. But what about the Jays? What about the Rays? What about the power rankings? What about what happened in Boston and our starting pitching? And who gives a shit that Matt Chapman was the player of the fucking month? The rest of the team can't hit. And why is George Springer still the leadoff man? And what are we going to do about Kevin Biggio and Brandon Belton? They got to get benched. All that shit. Don't have to worry about that anymore, right? And I don't have to worry about the NBA and the coaches and who's going to hire this and who are the Raptors going to hire? They're going to have to hire the woman. And not gonna, what about Mike Budenholzer, who just got fired from Milwaukee? Would he be good for the Raptors? Blah, blah. Don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Don't have to worry about the NFL draft. Don't have to worry about this investigation that's going on in California, alleging that all these female employees of the National Football League had been subjected to gender discrimination and harassment, and they're going to file a lawsuit, okay? Yeah, that too. Sexual harassment and gender discrimination in sport. It just in sport, never mind just in society. I don't have to talk about that anymore. I mean, I could talk about it, but I don't have to talk about it on the air. I'm not obligated to talk about it. I'm not obligated to talk about soccer and all this other stuff and Premier League and what the fuck's happened to my team and Tottenham Hotspur, all that bullshit there. And oh, by the way, the Lionel Messi suspended by PSG because he went to Saudi Arabia, unauthorized trip. Because he works for the Saudis. He's making blood money. And that's a whole other story. And the LIV Tour versus the PGA Tour. And how do you fucking have two guys in the Stanley Cup playoffs that scored 4 goals in a game and their teams lost? Pavelski and fucking Draisaitl. Who the fuck scores 4 goals in a playoff game in a losing cause? Crazy. But I don't have to talk about that. I just don't. Okay? I have to talk about Formula One. I have to talk about stock car racing. I don't have to worry about, you know, the NBA playoffs and, you know, staying up late to watch the freaking Warriors and Lakers, which, by the way, is a terrific series. Okay? And then the Knicks and all this other stuff and comment on sports media and who is why is that person anchoring and how come that person's there and what happened to that person? Why did they fire this person? And this is the best broadcast team. That's the broadcast team. You guys from Toronto all fucking suck. Don't have to worry about that shit, okay? And tennis, what the fuck happened with Felix? What's going on with the Denis Shapovalov? Oh, Bianca again, all that whole fucking story, all that drama. I don't have to worry about stuff like that. So it's, I don't know, healing. It's like a hot stone massage, you know, and under one of those cool shower heads that make you feel like you're in the rainforest and zen. And yeah, it's a huge load off my mind, and I'll be able to sleep Thursday nights, and I don't have to stay up late to watch the game and make sure I see the highlights, because if I don't do it, then the viewers and listeners are going to be upset with me, and they might not listen to me. Breathe deep.
Hebsy, that right there, I'm going to miss that very, very much. Your takes. I don't even give a shit if you get deep into things and into the weeds. I like just hearing Hebsy's takes on things. I might have to phone you once a week just to chat with you and hear your takes on things.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Can I record it? See, what will happen is I'm going to call you every week. I'm going to record the call, and I'm going to drop it as a new episode of Hebsy on Sports. So it sounds like you're very happy with this decision. That's how I'm hearing, a very happy Hebsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it worried me. You know, I worried about, like, am I doing mail? What is this, mail it in Fridays? Like, am I doing it because I have to do it? And I'm blah, 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 blah. I don't listen back to the shows, but I can kind of tell, you know, sometimes from people say, you know, hey, hi, what's going on? Hey, how's your podcast going? Stuff like that. You know, I'm like, oh, it's okay, I guess, you know. Would you like to sponsor it? Or, you know, have you told your friends about it? Or say, yeah, I haven't been in that sort of mode of let's promote the show, because this week I'm just going to be on fire when it comes to the Leafs, and let's fire Sheldon Keefe and, you know, all this. No, I don't even have that fire and brimstone anymore. I don't have that anymore. I don't have that anymore, because I don't know, you can only go at that level for so long, right? Before it just sort of wears thin. Oh, there he is complaining again. He's always taken that, the other side, the other take, or that. You know, I got to be true to myself. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not as enthusiastic as I once was. And I don't know enough. I'm sort of afraid to, you know, here I'm, you know, make a comment on something, and then somebody, you know, is going to say, oh, Hebsy, you got it wrong. It was this and that, and you're referring to something else. And I researched it, and you're wrong. And I don't want to be that. I was wrong. I remember, probably, I can't remember the name of the broadcaster, but he was past his prime and was saying things on the air, and they were wrong. They were just wrong. And it was embarrassing. It was cringeworthy, because, you know, this happens when you get on in years. You forget things, or you mispronounce someone's name, or you say the wrong name. You wanted to say Mike Boone, but instead you say, you know, Gil Swoon. Right. And I'm trying to think of what happened to it. Vince Scully had explained it years ago, where he was talking about a Mike Socha. It was in the 70s or the 80s. And instead of saying Mike Socha, he said, and it's 3-2 to Gil Hodges. And Gil Hodges used to wear number 14 for the Dodgers 20 years, 30 years earlier. And Vin Scully had made this mistake. And people were like, Vin, you called the wrong guy. And he basically said, look, man, it was a hot day. My friend Gil Hodges was a good friend of mine. I saw number 14. I saw a left-handed bat. I saw Dodgers. My mind went back to my friend Gil Hodges. And that's sort of how he explained it. This is what happens. You get old sometimes, you know what I mean? There's fleeting moments in your mind. And you kind of go, yeah, yeah, man. And so when Bob Cole miscalled players and stuff like that the last few years, and people are going, get rid of him, he's too old. Like, yeah, man, you know, it's tough. It's hard, because you feel for the guy, because he's doing what he loves and he wants to keep doing it. But there's a certain point where you've got to say, you know, too many people are complaining, and we're going to lose advertising dollars. And, you know, so I think there's a lot of that, and combine that with the bean counters out there who are just saying, nope, sorry, can't afford. Nope, can't afford that. You guys can't go in the rope. Nope, can't afford that. And sorry, you know, your salary's too big. And, you know, go ahead, Mike. I'm sure you've interviewed almost all of them. All these, you know, not just sportscasters, but people in the sports business who work for Bell or Rogers or whatever. You know, you can count them, man, like too fast. Another round of cuts, more producers, some on-air people. It's happening all over the place. Really tough. And I hate having to make comments like this. And at the same time, say, oh, by the way, this person's got a job and they're fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. And they have no training and they have no background and they're not journalists and they're probably making minimum wage when it comes to television. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's people that are on the air in some way, shape, or form on TV or live streams that are making, I don't know, like 50 G's a year. I'm probably thrilled to be doing it, right?
Absolutely. This is kind of an interesting sociological experiment, because I'm processing this in real time, right? So I get hit with the surprise, and then we start recording. So at the beginning, I was really disappointed. Not angry. This is your show. You can end it whenever you want. But I was disappointed because I love the show. I love doing it with you. It's, you know, every Friday morning like clockwork. So I'm going to miss the show. I'm going to miss these chats. And I just love your takes on things. So I was disappointed. But here we are now. What, we've been chatting for precisely 25 minutes. And now I realize I'm listening to you and I hear how like content you are with this, how happy you are. Like it's a weight off your shoulders and you can enjoy your Thursday nights and enjoy your golf on Friday mornings and enjoy Serena and everything that, that comes with that and your new, you know, your new living arrangement and everything, like your life. You can enjoy your life. So I've come around to basically be so fucking happy for you because you're happy. And if you're happy, I'm happy.
Thank you. That means a lot to me, Mike, because I was, you know, the same was with you. I think we probably had this discussion in the last 5 years or longer. I don't know, where you got a lot to juggle, you know, young kids, small place, new studio, people hit their heads. You know, you've got to generate revenue. You got to get sponsors. You've taken on. I mean, when you and I started, it was, you know, it was that this was the only show. And then you know, Larry Fedorock and Dana Levinson and Ridley Funeral Home. And I mean, I can name, I'm just trying to think of all the, oh, wait a second. You had Peter Gross and John Gallagher and Gross by himself. And you, all of these people that came along and said, you know, I don't think they went, hey, Hebsy's got a podcast with Toronto Mike, let's see. But I mean, it helped you develop your business as well. And I hope that you used our model and went, look, you know, this is a successful show, or we've been doing this show here and come on along. And look, you look after all the back end stuff. All I have to do is show up, flip on my computer, flip the microphone on, and you look after the rest. You process it all, you produce it, technical end of it. And then when I'm done, you send me the, you know, the file and away we go. So it's been great that way. And I felt bad about it too, because like Serena's like, you're going to have to fire Mike.
So I touched on this earlier.
I wanted him to do that.
Listen, TMDS, which is now, I'm doing the math in my head, about 5 years old, TMDS, my own digital services company. Which
It is because it's, you started it when we started the show.
Yeah. So this is key. And I want to make sure the listenership knows. Client one was Mark Hebsher with Hebsy on Sports. And do you remember the beginning? I was like, this is Hebsy on Sports, Mike. Stay muted. Do you remember the very beginning? Like, I was kept my microphone muted. And at some point, you're like, you can unmute yourself so I can bounce things off. But I really tried to stay out of your way. And my voice was rarely on the podcast. And you encouraged me to be like somebody to bounce off of. I can contribute my thoughts. Like, you basically said, I got more comfortable as we recorded. And I realized, oh, I can just say what I want to Hebsy. And I felt so comfortable. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you for being client one. You were the model. And just yesterday, so Mike Stafford came over here yesterday. First time he's been on a mic since June 2021. He comes down here, sits down here. And during that up, he says, wow, this place is different now. And he was talking about the configuration. And I said, basically, like, I literally have a TV light on. I configured this for cameras. And I said, that's because of Mark Hebsher. This is on yesterday's episode. I said, Hebsy thought about television. He's a television guy. And you were a mentor of sorts. I resisted the whole move to video because I was an audio first guy. But I listened to you and I said, Hebsy's right.
You did resist, didn't you?
I did. And I own that. I even said it on the episode yesterday. But I listened to you. You were a mentor of sorts. So I'm eternally grateful to Mark Hebsher for helping me launch this digital services company. And 5 years is a good run. See, I've come around in the span of 30 minutes from basically wanting to punch you through the remote here and say, come on, Hebsy, we can turn. I was thinking, you want to golf Friday mornings, Hebsy? Let's record Monday afternoon. Let's record.
I like to golf Monday afternoons.
I know. I was going to try to like negotiate with you, but you've made up your mind. I know you've made up your mind and you're content and happy, and I'm happy. Thank you for 5 great years, Mark Hebsher.
May 2018 is when we started the show.
Yeah. You should have timed this.
TMDS, May 2018.
5 years exactly. Wow, what a run.
I had done 2 years with Liz doing No Fun Intended, the podcast there. We did over 500 episodes there. Wow. But we were on twice a week.
Wow.
I think we were on twice. We started on twice a week. And when you and I started, I think we did twice a week. And then
Monday and Friday.
And I don't know how long we did that for. And it was like, holy cow, that's a lot. Like there was a lot there. But anyway, look, I'm glad it helped you as well. And if you recall, like there were times where like you had a lot going on. It was like, oh shit, Hebsy's going to be here at 8:45 on a Friday morning in the house. Okay, everybody be quiet up there. And your kids were, like really young, right? Like right. like infants for crying out loud, right? So there was a lot going on there too, and you had to learn. And you had to learn about life balance and all that type of thing. Right? And okay, you're at home all the time now and you're working from home. And, you know, occasionally you'd get to, you know, come up from below, like surface to like, you know, right. to street level kind of a thing. Right. right? And, right. you know, you're down there, you know, like being down in a submarine. So when you're my age and you have been thinking about retirement or geez, what's retirement going to be like? It's going to be like this Friday morning. Nothing to do. Yeah. Let's go biking. Monday morning, right. Monday afternoon, nothing to do. Biking.
Love it.
You're going to do what you love to do. And when you're my age and that day comes, okay, and you have the means to say, I don't need to work anymore. It's a wonderful feeling. So that's what you strive. That's what I strive for anyway. Okay. Go and make the money, raise a family, do what you got to do. But always an eye towards the day that you don't have to work. You don't have to work anymore. If you want to work, it's not work, right? Right, you know, if you have to work because you have to make ends meet, it's a different story. But if you don't have to, then man, do what you want to do. And if you get paid for it, great. But if you don't get paid for it and you still want to do it, and you can and you have the means, that's fine as well. So that's kind of where I'm at there.
So we're live on your YouTube channel as we are every Friday morning. Although don't come back next Friday because he won't be live there.
No,
next Friday.
I got Mike. Yeah. Trust me, I made all kinds of plans in advance.
You got like a AI.
So I couldn't go back. I can't walk it back. Like so many people do. That's another thing. So many people do nowadays. Wait a minute. What did Alex Verdugo say about Alec Manoa? Oh, no. I walked it back. I didn't mean I should have said it to him in person. Yeah, of course. You wouldn't have come out if someone wouldn't have called you on it, you dickwad. You said shit about, you were talking shit about Alec Manoa. And then a reporter said, hey, do you want to clarify that? Or was gave you an opportunity to freaking walk it back. Is that your final answer? Because right. the way we got it was, you don't like Alec Manoa's antics and you're going to get one in the ear. Okay. When you step up there, you better not be digging in. Okay. And he's like, well, nah. So there's so much of this now, Mike, where it's like, we can take a snippet. What was the one I had written something down. Oh, okay. Here's one. In the Leaf game last night. And again, this is two Thursday nights in a row where I got to watch the Leafs in the playoffs. And then the next morning, we're going to be talking about this.
You'd be watching anyway.
And quite frankly, had we recorded this show right after the Leaf game, it would have been a way better show. Right after the game, post-game show, Toronto Mike, Hebsy, let's go. We would have kicked ass. But the show's not designed that way. And quite frankly, I don't have the energy to like, oh, fuck, let's go live because there's other guys that do that. I think actually, you know what? Who was listening to it last night? Somebody was listening last night. I was watching Kiprios on the pad with the panel or whatever. And I can give a shout out to these guys too on the fan, but they're not. It's on YouTube. JD Bunkus. Sam Key is it Bourne? No, is it Blake Murphy? Oh, who's the third guy? Damn it. It's a good post-game show. It's good, like live post-game. Here's what the Leafs, oh, what the fuck happened to that team? Shit, we're down 2-0. And right. you know, all that stuff, right? I don't know if they took phone calls or not. I don't know if they have the capability to do that on this YouTube show, but this is the way it's going now. Instead of listening on AM radio in the car on your way home, you got these guys on YouTube live, and I think it's on Sportsnet Now or one of those, you know, a streaming service as well.
Right.
Where you can just go to your device right after the game, okay, and boom, they're on. You, here they are, multiple platforms. Let's talk about that Leaf game that you just saw. Let's comment in real time. And I always love that because I'm a sports talk show host. That was my thing. That was fun. It was live. It was happening. Let's go to the phones. Let's hear what people have to say. Now we've got Twitter for that. Let's go to Twitter. Let's hear what people have to say.
In addition to missing you and your hot takes and the Hebsy on sports here, I want to say I'll be missing the regulars on your YouTube stream. As you know, while you're talking, I'm often looking over my right shoulder here and I'm looking at the real-time comments. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to read like some comments. Like when you announced this is our final episode of Hebsy on Sports. So I just want to shout out Dale Cadeau.
Let's not turn this into a tribute. Okay, I shouldn't say that. I know. Hang on. Let me
might like here. Hearing their names.
Let me clarify here. So. In a lot of cases, people are like, oh, I don't want it to be about me and stuff like that. And I'm sort of like, listen, I don't want to make this big deal because I never liked, I'm not a fan of the one where someone announces a retirement and then they play the entire season. It's their last trip to this place and all that. I get that kind of thing, but it's sort of like, I'm announcing my retirement that this is my last year. Right. So you got, like, it's like, and I think I had mentioned this back when Sid left the Tim and Sid show.
Yeah.
They announced it in January. He wasn't going till like May. I just remember going, you know, I really liked Tim and Sid. I liked them both personally. I knew them both, you know, pretty well when I worked at the Score, Headline Sports, or whatever it was called then. And I liked them collectively. From the very beginning, I loved their pod. Like their shtick. I used to listen to their shtick all the time. And there's no good way to break up and that kind of thing. But I just thought the idea of we can get some great content for the next 4 months if we announce that Sid is leaving. And then this will be appointment viewing. And every guest that we get on this show between now and the time Sid leaves will say, and I just want to say, Sid, it was great and good luck and that kind of thing. And I found it to be, you know, I threw up in my mouth a couple of times.
Well, you didn't do that, did you?
I thought it was
you?
Too staged. It was premeditated. And I said, you know, I didn't say to myself, if I ever retire, I'm never going to do that. But I didn't like that. The farewell tour. It's the final time we're going to see that kind of thing. I'd rather if an athlete or someone decides that they're going to retire, they give the 2 weeks notice. Okay, you get your last show on TV. You know, it's great to be able to, in the television business, say that you're leaving and they let you stay on the air to say goodbye to your audience, right?
Right.
I mean, Lisa LaFlamme never got no chance to go, I just want to say after all these years and the color of my hair has gone gray, that Omar Satchman was going to be taken over in so long.
Right.
No. Rod Black, I don't think got a chance. I don't think Rod Black got a chance to say, this is it. This is my final broadcast. I'm out of here. Right? And so, you know, that to me is just unconscionable. That someone who came into your homes every night, someone that you felt that you had a relationship with, never got an opportunity to say, you know, hey, listen, thanks. I appreciate your support. And I'm flattered as always that you would, you know, listen to me or watch me that I, you know, somehow made it interesting and entertaining enough for you to make it, you know, for you to spend time. And I'm not talking about 30 seconds. Oh, I listen to 30 second clip of this. People will say, oh, I like so-and-so. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, but all they hear are like a 30 second clip or 2 minute clip or something like that. And maybe that's enough for some people, but I think in our case, you know, there's more to it than that. There's, you know, you learn more about the person and where they come from, a bit about their background, their history, than somebody that you like listening to, you know, clips. Hear them talk in measured tones, that kind of thing. So I appreciate it. And, you know, rather than go, no, I don't want to hear this stuff. And sure. You
well,
know,
let me read a couple.
Dedicated
a couple.
Listeners. Yes, I'm interested always to hear from them. And I thank all of them for spending time with me.
I won't read them all, Hebsy, because I know how shy you are about this praise and everything. Shy. But Craig Miller, for example, says, good for you, Hebsy. Craig Miller, loves seeing his comments. Gordon Enright, who also known as Midtown Gord, says he says a couple of nice things, but he says it's disappointing, but it's understandable. Dale Cadeau, congrats, Hebsy. Enjoy a real retirement. I'm loving it. And handicap coming down, he says, for you in golf there. Steve Martin. I hope it's the real Steve Martin. I mean, I'm sure it's a real Steve Martin, just not the other Steve Martin. But Steve Martin says, sad but understandable. You have to do what makes you happy. And you've earned a break. He's been very dedicated for a long time. And he loved your line, I quit and you're fired. Canada Kev. You've met Canada Kev. He says, good run. Good run. Carl Barrett says, it's a shame, but you deserve it. Enjoy getting that handicap down. Moose Grumpy says, good to do what makes you happy, Hebsy. Brian Gerstein, who was a bit late to the party, he said, wow, hell of a run. You know, Brian's been here every week. He loves it. He loves you. I don't know what I'm going to do.
332 episodes.
Craig, yeah, he says, yeah.
Thank you.
There's so many here. Peter DeMarco says it provided him with a lot of entertainment. He says, thank you, Hebsy. Wow, yeah, so many here. Jeremy says, the both of us have made his Friday mornings livable for years. Thank you so much. He'll miss looking forward to every Friday, but he can only express happiness for you in the next chapter of your life. Eugene Velaitis. Maybe I need to continue Hebsy on Sports with Eugene Politis. Maybe next week.
Well, I've worked with Gene a few times. I worked with Gene and brother Jake Edwards when they were doing weekends out in Vancouver, man.
Right.
They'd call me to try to get my odd takes, man. I remember one day I'm walking on Mount Pleasant Avenue, and the phone, and I got my headphones on, and the phone rings, and it's Jesse and brother Jake, and they're like, hey, do you want to talk about? And I forget what the topics were.
But not Jesse, Gene, right?
Gene and Jake Edwards had worked. I'm like, sure. And before I know it, I'm walking up Mount Pleasant. I'm talking for 20 minutes with these guys, giving them great content. Can we call you next week? Sure.
He says, congratulations, Hebsy. You will be missed on Friday morning. He says, this sucks, but congratulations. Chris F. Graves says, he's going to miss his. Geez, I'm going to miss this because you did some great Hebsy chats in this thing. Oh, my God, so many here. I mean, I know you're embarrassed here, but basically, lovely notes. Spoolie says, it's a sad day for me, but you have to do what makes you happy. Absolute best of luck, Mark. It's been a great ride.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, and see, look how we're going to end it. I'm not going to be on while all of you just struggle with the Leafs and the Blue Jays, and you're not going to have me to whose shoulder to cry on or go, Hebsy, you're not going to get any of that. This is the last of it. And so even more appropriate than on this particular day, it's like freaking we're lowering the flags to half mast. It's like, can you imagine if being a Boston fan, what was it, last Sunday or whatever, when they got eliminated by Florida after holding a 3-1 lead, after having the greatest record in the history of the National Hockey League, the Boston Bruins. Nobody's going to remember the Habs of the 70s, and Guy Lafleur and Steve Shutt and Dryden and Robinson and Savard and Lapointe. No. They're going to remember the Boston Bruins of 2022-2023. Who set a record for wins and points and, oh my God, Marchand and Krejci and Bergeron and what? They blew a 3-1 lead in the first round to the Florida Panthers? Boston? and then like the next night, it was like, oh, the Celtics lost to the Sixers? Luckily for them, the Red Sox swept the Blue Jays, or the people in Boston would be jumping out of fucking 15-story buildings, man. Seriously. Terrible. Imagine being in Boston. Like, and Boston sports shows, they love this shit, man. They love it. Because here's the deal, folks. Now that it's my last show, this is the secret. The more local teams lose, the more they fail, the better it is for everybody. It's sick. But when teams are winning and players are playing well and trades are working out, it's fucking boring. It is. It's boring. It's like, what are we going to talk about? There's no controversy. Of course, he's the leadoff hitter. He just led the league in this and steals. And it's all good. They're on an 8-game winning streak. They've won 11 out of their last 14. They're in first place. It's a beautiful thing. The GM is going to be GM of the year. He's going to get a contract extension. We're going to sign Vladdy for 7 years. Oh, it's all beautiful. It's great. It's fabulous. Until it isn't. So when you're doing stuff like that and everybody's winning, I mean, I love it as a fan, but as a reporter, as a journalist, as a commentator, it's boring. You got to come up with shit. You got to come up with content now because everyone's like chirping at another tweeting and I can't put the Lisa sub. Everybody's so excited. So wonderful. So fantastic that it's boring. Like how many ways can I read that people giddy over the fact that the Leafs won the first round? How long does that last for? Until it's not a story anymore. And so the media fabricates, you know, things to get people talking, to get people, you know, buying the newspaper as it used to be, or listening to your radio station, getting the numbers up there, the downloads, the clicks, the whatever the hell it is. And if you have to make shit up, so you make shit up. Okay? That's why this whole Jeff O'Dog O'Neill thing this past week was hysterical. Hysterical. Mike, who else in Toronto media? Well, let's put it this way. The Don Cherry thing, I don't get, that's different. That's national. That's never. But in Toronto media, think about this. With the exception of Aaron Davis a decade ago or longer, being taken off the air on CHFI 98.1, or was it Easy Rock? I forget. And people just going wild and saying no. And then her being reinstated. Never. has people gone, where is Oduk? Where is he? He's not on the air. What the fuck? He hasn't said anything. The Leafs are, what the fuck is going on? There's madness. Okay. People are like, what's going on? How do I know? I don't know. His brother, the cop, doesn't know. Like, why do I know these things? And see, that's, so there's another thing. The assumption being is that you're in the business. You're in the business. You get free tickets to the games, right? No. Right? You have access to all these guys. You know them all, right? Right? No, I don't. Okay? You know what's going on in the locker rooms. You know what's going on in people's private lives. You know if they've been fucking other people's wives or what. You know all this, right? No, I don't. And I don't want to know. I'm not interested. Everyone's got their issues. Everybody's got problems. But why is it that when this guy's not there, or this guy's not playing well, or this guy, okay, we need to know exactly what's the issue. They having problems at home? Oh, his wife just gave birth? Was it just before the game? Was it after the game? Was it during the game? Did he get a call on the bench? Oh, it was a couple of days before. Well, it sounded like Tavares' wife gave birth just before he scored the winning goal. Like, it's exhausting. Hey, Mike, it's exhausting, right? What's true? What's not true?
Right.
Is there a timeline? Do we have it in real time? Yes. Oh, we have a camera. A camera at the Leaf dressing room here, and there it is. There was motion detector, and somebody went by, and they were going to the bench to tell John Tavares that his wife had just given birth, and then he scored the winning goal. No, didn't happen. But some guy on Twitter said it did. Right?
I know.
Where'd you hear that? On Twitter? Well, what do you mean on Twitter? Well, yeah. Well, who was the source? Well, I don't know. Some guy on Twitter. There's, and it had 15,000 likes, so it must be true. No, maybe not. Tired of banging my head against the wall to explain to people that that's not how you get your information. It's just not. It just doesn't work that way. And that's why people are wrong about a lot of shit. All right? They're wrong because they heard from somebody who they consider to be a source. And they didn't go through the basic tenets of journalism, which is if you're going to go on the air, not post on social media, because God forbid people do that. But before you post anything or you say anything or it comes from you, you better make sure it's correct. And if you don't give a shit if it's correct, then I don't want you in my timeline and I don't want you influencing other people. And so it's basic, okay? Unless your source is impeccable, right? Impeccable. You've got to get another source that confirms it, all right? And an impeccable source, I'm talking about the Associated Press, right? The Canadian Press. By that, I mean these organizations don't post gossip. They don't post rumor. They don't post anything unless it's been verified. All right? And right. It is the truth. And if so, they may quote that it's from an article by whatever, or they got the information according to the New York Times or according to CNN or whatever it is. All right? Attributing another source. But for gosh sakes, when I hear this like stuff like, oh, 99% sure that this is exactly what happened with Oduk, I'm like, fuck right off. You fucking don't know. You don't know. And to speculate is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay? We're talking about someone's life. You don't know what's going on there. The fuck? I get it. He's not on the air and you're pissed. But why do you need to know? Why the fuck do you need to know that he's not there? Selfish pricks. Yeah, figure, you know, he's not there. Oh, what are you going to do? Okay. And he even explained on the show that his brother was getting fucking calls from some guy in Kitchener saying, I want to know where Oduk is. I want to know what's going on. When people think they own you or think that they have every right to know what's going on in your life and why you're not there entertaining them on the radio, on the TV, on the stream, you got a problem. When I left Global, people would come up to me, instead of saying, hey, congratulations, you're doing radio now or whatever, they'd say, you know what, man, fucking, I don't know what to fucking do now. I don't want show anymore because you left. I'm like, you mad at me for this? Right, because I ruined your evenings now? You don't have me at 11:30 every night? You think I did this for you to make you happy? That I should have stayed because of you, right? Never mind my life. I'm going, oh, geez, Ray from Kitchener, I'm going to piss him off. I can't quit now. I got to be on every night for Ray. So once that happens, once they take you for granted that you're going to be there for them, to entertain them, you know, time to step away, maybe. A little bit too close. And we get a lot of that. Not that I don't love you folks, but I wouldn't want, if I wasn't around, I wouldn't want you snooping around or calling my brother going, where's Mark? How come he's not on the air? What the heck is going on? You got a problem there? Go to Bell Media or go to these other places and say, we demand to know why Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph are not going on the road. We want to know why Ben Wagner isn't going on the road. What the? Oh, Jim. Oh, now Jim and Joe are going on the road because somebody wrote an article and enough people complained. You fucking cheapskates. Send these guys on the road. Second round of the fucking playoffs, for Christ's sakes. It had to be because Joe blew a call, because how was he supposed to know that the puck didn't go in off Morgan Rielly, because he's watching the same TV monitor we all are, because they were too cheap to send him to freaking Tampa. All that stuff. Oh, my God. Leafs.
I'm going to miss this, Hebsy. I'm going to miss this.
Those Leafs last night, man. Those Leafs. Up 2-0 early on. The fucking energy in the building. I'm going, this is great. I put the hammer down on these guys. They had another power play. Bobrovsky made a couple saves. And I always say this, Mike, always, the worst lead in hockey, in any sport, is a two-goal lead. It's the worst. Okay? Especially early in the game. Because the next goal, if the other team scores the next goal, it's 2-1 now. Oh, my God. The team that was leading 2-0 was like, we should have made it 3-0. How could we not have made it 3-0? How did Bobrovsky make that save at 2-0 with the power play? Oh, my God. Took the energy out of the building. Then they score one of those goals, and the energy of the building goes like that. The end of the period, oh, God. And you knew what was coming. You just knew. It didn't matter if they were up 4-1 in the third period against Boston. It didn't matter that they were up 3-1. It mattered not what happened in the first round. Not one person was sitting there going, well, at least we beat Tampa in the first round. I was, though. I was. And a lot of kids who had never experienced ever the Maple Leafs winning a round and treated it like it was the Stanley Cup final. And other idiots going, why don't you act like you've been there before? Fuck right off. They've never been there before.
Right.
Okay? Right. I live with a 20-year-old. He's like, this is great. Have you experienced this before? I go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I've experienced it before. You have? What's it like when they win a round? Well, it's been a while, but it's pretty good. Right? I mean, since they haven't won a Stanley Cup since I was 11 years old, how the fuck am I supposed to know how they feel? I don't know. This is a huge victory. And that's why everyone is going gaga. And sure, they want to win this round against Florida. Sure, they do. But if the Leafs don't win this, how are we going to feel about the season? How are we going to feel? I don't know about you, Mike, but I would be disappointed, very disappointed, because to me, losing to Boston, had Boston beaten Florida and whatever, would be not acceptable, but okay, we lost to the best team in hockey. But now we're playing Florida. Mm-hmm. They were a wild card team. Mind you, they did win the President's Trophy last year as the number one team in the NHL, and then gagged in the second round. So they got something to prove too. And they do have a really, really good goalie, and our goalie is just kind of good. But I did think, I thought what was great, oh, I just lost this piece of paper. Hang on.
I'm going to miss this, Hebsy. I can't believe we're in the final minutes of Hebsy on Sports here.
So last night after the game, they asked, you know, they're doing the press conference thing, and the hardest thing to do is when you're in amongst a group of other reporters, right? Essentially now the world is listening and everyone's got the camera rolling. Everyone's got their tapes rolling. And now there's the player or the coach and you got to ask a question. Like you're like, I got to ask a question. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but I got to ask a question. And it's hard because if you're going to ask that question, everyone is going to hear you, including the person you're asking it to, everybody. And it didn't used to be that way. It used to be you could at a particular time, not right after the game because people are on deadline, you could get an athlete or a coach, you know, in a smaller group and ask a question without sort of going, oh, was your team in there? You know, what happened on that fourth goal? With the, you know, it's hard. And the reporters sound a lot of times like they sound stupid. They sound stupid because they have to ask a question, even though they know that the answer is not. Be a great one. This guy doesn't want to be answering questions. He just lost, blah, 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 blah. But we got to get something out of him. And you get these awkward, cringeworthy moments in real time, or they don't edit the tape, for example. They just said, okay, here's what just happened. And so there was one yesterday where they're talking to Samsonov. And, you know, the figure said, what'd you think of this? And what happened on that goal there? And you can come back and blah, blah, blah. And then some reporter, and again, it's always a disembodied voice. Sometimes you recognize the voice. like I know Lance Hornby's voice and I know Steve Simmons's voice. And there's a couple other ones, you know, the main, you know, characters that you see on television or you hear. But some disembodied voice asks something to the effect of, I didn't get it all of, and it could have been a Florida reporter. What did you think of Bobrovsky's performance? And Samsonov just went, I don't give a fuck. That was that.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck. That's like saying, fuck off with that question. What the fuck do I care about? Like, what would make you think
right.
that I have an opinion on how Bobrovsky played at the other end?
Right.
Like, that to me is just like, why would you even bring that shit up? You can bring that up with the coach. And see, whenever a reporter asks a player about a particular play that maybe, like, he thinks stuck in the player's mind. And not realizing that, like, there was one with Austin Matthews. What do you think happened with Matthew Knies? You know, he got injured and he didn't play the rest of the game. And Matthews is like, what was that like? And you're thinking, this dude has been on the bench. You think he was like, oh, that's etched in my memory. That play in the first period when Knies went down. He's in the middle of the game. He's got a million things going on. It's like asking an astronaut just before he fucking takes off to go to the moon, you know, if he's packed the cheese sandwich or something. What the fuck? So, you know, anytime I've, you know, and honestly, for the athlete to react that way is 100% correct. What makes you think that for a millisecond, and especially now after we've just lost, that I'm thinking about what happened to Matthew Knies in the first period? You mean before they scored two goals in 48 seconds or whatever the fuck it was? And so when I hear these questions, I'm like, oh, man. And it's just what it does is it makes the industry look bad. It just makes, not that there's a good and easy way to, but before you ask this question, consider, honestly, the humanity, the person you're asking the question to. And would they have every right to look at you and go, I don't give a fuck? Like, I remember one time, golf, I think it was, you know what it was? It was the early 2000s. Tiger had just won the Canadian Open with that phenomenal shot out of the bunker. Tiger was just everywhere. And somebody had asked, I think Davis Love at some press conference or whatever, and asked him, you know, hey, Davis, what do you think of Tiger? Like that kind of thing. And his answer was like, if you think that I for one second that I'm thinking about what's going on in Tiger's head or Tiger's mind, you're out of your mind. Like, he looked at the guy like incredulous. Like, what makes you think that I'm sitting there going, geez, I wonder what Tiger would think of this. I wonder how Tiger did that. I wonder, I got my own life. I got my own things going on. You're asking me about another athlete and what's going through his head? Like, and it's not like these two were playing match play golf. Tiger was winning everything, and Davis Love was trying to make cuts. It's like, it's just out of nowhere, Phil. And I thought, you know, don't ask an athlete about what's going on in another athlete's head. So these are some of the things that I don't have to worry about anymore. I'm out. The Jays losing four in a row to Boston. God, you know, I can gnaw on my own teeth watching this team. I don't have to, like, prepare a show every week to say, okay, well, this is going on with the Blue Jays, a team I followed since 1977. I got my own worries about Springer batting leadoff and the starting pitching up and down and not just giving up a run or two, seven runs in an inning. You know, I look at, we're behind by seven runs in the second inning. What the heck is going on here? And Tampa's running away with it. Is this 1984 all over again where we've got a really good team here, but we got no chance of catching up to the runaway leaders? These are things that, folks, you're going to have to figure out on your own now, because I won't be here to rant and rave and do all that shit. None of it. I don't give a fuck. Can I say that? I just don't want to be that guy anymore. Like that guy, you know, the guy that's always arguing about sports, the guy that always thinks he knows more than you about sports, the guy that is always bitching, the old man. Oh, you're old. Yeah. Well, who did you used to be? You're on television. You don't know. What do you know? You don't know anything. They're right. I don't know anything anymore. I'm past my due date. It's time I retired. Sent to pasture. Thanks for the memories. Lots of fun. You'll see me around. I'll be active on social media probably. Maybe. But really, I just want to golf. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the last 332 shows. And thanks especially to my friend Toronto Mike for production and inspiration. Carry on, my friend, with a fabulous podcast. hit him up at Toronto Mike. And someday, maybe when he does a sports media show, maybe I'll be a guest. I don't know. And thanks as always to you for allowing us into your headspace. Not coming back. That's it. Hebsy on Sports. Out.